Dubose, as we welcome from the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, Casey Gay Williams. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're squeezing you in the third Wednesday this month.
Yes.
And glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
Especially on another Chamber Day.
It is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It makes you want to be outside.
Now, your father was also a chamberman for many years.
Yes, he was. And
so where did the phrase a Chamber Day, where did that come from? I've known it for almost my 40 years in radio broadcasting.
Yes. You know, I just can only imagine that when you have the perfect day, the sun is shining, it's not too windy, it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just the perfect day. And of course, you know, the chambers of commerce in our country really work to promote our communities and our cities and our regions. And so, what a better thing, a chamber day. It means a perfect day.
I love it, and it is. So I'm sure you're as busy as ever. So let's get to some of the events and activities that you've got going on.
We have some great things coming up, and so I'm excited to get to talk about it a little early this month because I don't want people to miss some great things going on in our community. The Chamber works very closely with the City of Spanish Fort to put on their Delta Woods and Water. And this is a Saturday devoted to all things that are wonderful about our delta, our forest, our woodlands, our water, our creatures. Really fun family day on April the 30th. It is Saturday, April the 30th. And the admission is free. And you can go on to the Facebook page right now and sign up for a boat ride into the Delta. It's $10 per person, and you register to do that beforehand. But there are all kinds of people demonstrating. You have Boy Scouts. They do a rope bridge. We have cast net makers. We have folks come with various sea creatures, and the kids can look at them and get up close and personal. Beekeepers, butterflies, they usually have a rescue on the water. So anything to do with woods and water. And I know we have food trucks this year, and it's just come and learn and bring the kids and learn more about our area.
The Delta Woods and Water Expo, and that is not this Saturday, but next Saturday, still at the Five Rivers Delta Resource Center on the Causeway.
Right off the Causeway, and it's 9 to 4. And like I said, there's just some of everything, history, gardening, fishing, hunting, whatever it is that draws you to the great outdoors, Delta Woods and Water is for you. Lots of fun.
That sounds fabulous. And I think they also do, don't they dedicate maybe the Friday before that to field trips for local school children?
Absolutely. Actually, Thursday and Friday, leading up to Delta Woods and Water Saturday, they bring in elementary school kids and take them through all these wonderful presenters and talk about things so that they can learn how do you take care of our wonderful environment that gives us the quality of life we have.
That's a fabulous event. Everyone should go, especially with it being free, except for maybe the boat ride and a couple of caveat events. It's free and a great day to have the kids and the family realize what's right outside the door.
That literally we need to right
be
in your backyard.
Enjoying and taking advantage of.
Yes.
Wonderful. Appreciate the Chamber for helping put that event on every year.
Well, it's fabulous, and we're excited that we haven't had it for a couple of years.
Right.
So I think people may have forgotten that, you know, Delta Woods and Water is a kind of a rite of passage into spring. Mm-hmm, so hopefully everybody will get out on the 30th and enjoy our great outdoors. Also, at the Chamber, we have our Mayor's Prayer Breakfast coming up on May the 5th. Can you believe?
That's around the corner. I don't know where time's going.
I know. And, of course, that is our annual National Day of Prayer event. We have our three mayors from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope give a brief address. And then we do have a keynote speaker that is going to be that's going to give us some food for thought. And so we do have a keynote speaker, and we we just celebrate as a community, our whole Eastern Shore community. And it's at the Daphne Civic Center. There are some tickets still available. They're $50 a piece, and you can call the office or register online. And it's just a great community morning. Doors open at 7:30, and usually we have around 350, 400 folks in the Civic Center.
I really enjoyed that. I guess it was last year because it was introducing a couple of new mayors.
Yes.
You know, Sherry Sullivan as well as the Daphne mayor. And so that's a lovely event, and I'm glad to see that you're able to continue doing it.
We're very excited. In 2020, obviously, we went to a virtual, but we had it last year, and it was well attended, and we feel we'll be back at full capacity this year. And it's just a great coming together of our three cities and our community to celebrate, you know, what a lovely place we live in and how fortunate we are.
Do you also have business after hours on that same day?
Yes.
Just trying to work yourself to death.
We jokingly say that first Thursday in May is truly our longest chamber day, because doors open at 7:30, and then we top the day off with business after hours, and it is at the Community Bank on the corner of Morphy and Section Street in Fairhope. And so they have a lovely outdoor space, and we're excited to have business after hours in Fairhope on that Thursday, May 5th.
It's a busy chamber day.
It is a busy chamber day, but one that we really do all enjoy. You know, I guess if you work for the chamber, you like to be busy, right?
That's right. And network and meet folks. And
absolutely.
That's what it's all about, promoting our businesses and supporting each other.
Supporting each other, making those connections.
Yep.
And just keeping your community focused on what's really important is the people. At the end of the day, whatever your business, whether you're retired, whether you're new to the area or have lived here your whole life, it's all about the people coming together to make our community great. And these are all opportunities to do that.
Mm-hmm. You've got a few events between now and then you might want to mention. And then the Lemonade Day, is that still coming up?
Yes. Okay. You know, we moved it to spring. We had it this past November, but we've moved it to the National Lemonade Day. So there'll be lemonade days all over the country on May the 7th. And we do have several lemonade stands that will be going up around downtown Fairhope. We have one that's going to be near the clock there at the corner of Section and Fairhope. We've got Eastern Shore Center. We have some in Daphne. And so we're very excited for these young entrepreneurs who are third through sixth graders. And they literally have a program that they go through to design their lemonade, design their stand. They have to build it. They have to fund it. And if they borrow money, they actually have to have a note that's signed. And so they then turn in their profit and loss. So it's how to be an entrepreneur using a lemonade stand. And
start grooming them young.
Absolutely. Well, we have a very entrepreneurial spirit here in the Eastern Shore, and we felt like that dovetailed really well into our workforce initiatives, which is to show kids, and they encourage the kids keep the money. This is not a fundraiser, but they're encouraged to share. They're encouraged to save, and then they're encouraged to use the money for something maybe that they've been saving for or something that they have wanted to get. So it really teaches on the backside, you know, some good financial management.
What day is this again?
Saturday, May the 7th.
Okay.
The stands are open from 10 until 2, and you can go on the Eastern Shore Chamber website, and we'll be listing where the stands are going to be. So we're very excited about that.
Okay. All right.
And in between, gosh, we've got a couple of ribbon cuttings if you want to get an idea of some new businesses or some businesses that are celebrating a renew or renovation coming out of COVID. One of the things that's brand new in our area is Store Ease Ecor Rouge, which is at the Ecor Rouge Shopping Center in Fairhope, and they took the CPSI, I don't know, I may have the wrong initials.
Right, and there where Agave is.
Yes, okay. It's in between Agave and
a new indoor storage facility.
Yes, okay. And what's really cool is it's all done by your phone. There's no keys, there's no gate. Basically, everything's downloaded to your phone. You put your phone up to get in the door. You put your phone in to get your storage open. So it's a little bit high-tech, mm-hmm. and I think that's new to our area. And so we'll be cutting the ribbon there on April the 20th at 2 o'clock. So
that's
very
today.
Excited about that. That is today. Gosh, time does go.
And then tomorrow morning, you've got a morning marketing meeting.
Yes, it's in Daphne at the Senior Center, which is inside the Civic Center in Daphne. Everybody's invited to attend. You're welcome to call the chamber if you'd like to be our guest at a morning marketing meeting. And this is good old-fashioned networking. We rotate morning marketing meeting, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. And this starts at 8:15. We have a sponsor that brings some coffee and a good continental breakfast. And you get about a minute to stand up and say who you are, what's your business. We have a lot of our nonprofits that come and share about the events that are coming up for their fundraisers. And we have new members and members that are there every month. So it's a great way for you to get your information out. And it's also a great way to learn about our new and existing small businesses on the Eastern Shore.
I used to love going to that before I was here on the radio.
I know.
I still keep threatening to take that Thursday off each month and come.
Well, maybe next month we'll be right in Fairhope, so it'll be very close.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Casey. Anything else that you would like to tell us about the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce?
One last thing. You know, we have a stellar young professional group, and they raise money every year for the Spanish Fort Library Summer Reading Program. And so this Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30, it's the Young Professional Bowling for Books. And we have a full complement of teams. We can't take any more bowling teams, but you can pay $5 at the door and just come have fun. Our YP group is 21 to 40. We don't card. I'll be at this event. So you can come out if you're a young professional. You don't have to be a member of the chamber to come hang out, meet some folks. They're just really the young leadership of our community. And we're excited to raise money for the Spanish Fort Library.
And that is tomorrow.
Yes.
Thursday, 5:30 to 7:30 at the Eastern Shore Lanes in Spanish Fort.
Yes, indeed.
Busy, busy chamber. And for those interested in becoming chamber members, what do they do?
Very easy. You can go to eschamber.com, and on the homepage, there's a Join the Chamber, a big box. And you can click that and ask for a meeting or ask just somebody to give you a call. You can also go ahead and fill out the application, and now you can even pay online with a credit card. But we would love to talk to you. We want to share what we feel we can do for your business. So you can call the chamber at 251-928-6387 and set up an appointment with Cam Jackson, our membership. And if Cam's not available, I'm happy to talk with you as well. We love to talk about how your specific business can benefit from being a member of the Eastern Shore Chamber.
928-6387.
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Casey Gay Williams, the president of the Eastern Shore Chamber, joining us every month on Community Contact. If you missed part of it or you want to tell a friend, you can listen later at WABF1480.com.